Hello, Morongo Basin, and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. A parole check at a property on the edge of Yucca Valley led to the discovery of stolen vehicles and an arrest. With more, here is online news editor Robert Hayden.
A Yucca Valley man already on parole was arrested for suspicion of operating a chop shop. According to the San Bernardino County Sheriff, just after midnight on Friday, March 1st, Keith Hensel was contacted at a residence in the 1800 block of Wamego Trail. During a parole search, deputies say they found stolen vehicles. The investigation was handed over to the San Bernardino County Auto Theft Task Force, or SANCAT. Keith Hensel, 42, was arrested for suspected operation of a chop shop, which California Vehicle Code 25 describes as any premises where a motor vehicle or their parts is obtained by theft, fraud, or conspiracy, and altered, destroyed, disassembled, or dismantled. It can be charged as either a misdemeanor or a felony. The suspect is facing one count of suspicion of owning and operating a chop shop, which is being charged as a felony, alongside three counts of buying or receiving stolen property. He's also facing additional charges from prior felony convictions. Yesterday, Keith Hensel entered a plea of not guilty on all charges. We've contacted SANCAT for more information on the chop shop arrests, and we'll update this story as more details become available. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors held a last-minute special meeting last night in Covington Park's multipurpose room. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart brings us this recap.
The board returned to open session to tackle two action items. The first, a proposed spending freeze for the district, since approximately $130,000 of unbudgeted funds have been spent addressing storm damage while awaiting the pending FEMA reimbursement. With no indication when they would receive the reimbursement, Finance Director Tolbert estimated it would be July or August, reminding the board that the government's fiscal year runs parallel to the district. Tolbert said that currently the district runs with daily spending limits at $5,000 for general manager and fire chief, with $25,000 for emergencies. Tolbert made a motion that those limits be cut to $2,500 and $10,000. The motion passed 5-0. The second action item to be addressed was the newly discovered water damage to the walls of Donna Munoz's conference room in Covington Park. President Gorky had two different contractors assess the damage, but not much could be revealed until they commit to tearing into the wall to investigate. With the spending freeze freshly passed, General Manager Brittany Chavez volunteered her father, a general contractor, who told her this week he would open up the wall for free and provide an itemized bid to include what the Grant Park Commissioner Steve Hayden is currently pursuing. A motion was passed 5-0, authorizing Chavez's father to go forth with the work that would yield the estimate. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
29 Palms resident Jeff Olfs was elected as the 2024 chairperson of the governing body for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. The tramway is overseen by the Mount San Jacinto Winter Park Authority, and Olfs will continue serving as chairperson for the organization. Olfs was originally appointed to the authority by Governor Edmund G. Brown Jr. in 2018 and reappointed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2023. Olfs has worked with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, San Bernardino County Sheriff's Morongo Basin Search and Rescue Team, and served as a ranger at Joshua Tree National Park, Hot Springs National Park, and Shenandoah Canal National Historical Park. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is the world's largest rotating tram car. Residents served by Joshua Basin Water District at risk of falling behind on their water bills or having their water shut off entirely can apply for relief at an upcoming one-day relief program. Reporter Mike Lipsitz tells us how.
Residents in the Joshua Basin Water District can apply for federal aid at the district office at 61750 Choita Road in Joshua Tree. The one-day intake program is Tuesday, March 12th. Volunteers from the Community Action Partnership of San Bernardino County will be on site from 10 a.m. to noon and from 1 p.m. to 3 to help residents if they qualify and to complete the applications. Coffee and donuts will be served. Applicants must bring a current water bill, a government-issued ID, and documentation of income for the last 4 weeks. Ratepayers may use the Low-Income Federal Water Assistance Program only once, so if you've received aid in the past, you will not qualify. For more details about the program and to check if you qualify, go online to csd.ca.gov/waterbill. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
Joshua Tree's Hey There Projects kicks off Desert Draw Club tonight in their back gallery space. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart rejoins us to outline and color in the details for this fun community gathering.
Join Hey There Project's recurring life drawing session, hosted by artist Ben Vital. 3 hours of multi-poses from 5 to 45 minutes. The first part of the drawing club will start with classic figure poses and build to longer poses with costumes, all set to tone with great music. There will be chairs, tables, and some drawing boards for participants, but Hey There Projects ask guests to bring their own paper and drawing materials. They'll also have supplies available in the store for purchase if needed. Free refreshments will be available for participants as well. The class is $25, all which goes to pay the live model. For a link to register, please visit the story at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
A community art project is setting up in Joshua Tree for the entire month of March, starting tomorrow. The Giant Loom aims to celebrate and highlight local organizations that assist those in need. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Hot off the heels of his successful Rust Fest event, local sculptor Ben Alanoff is hosting a free community art project called The Giant Loom that celebrates local organizations that help others. On Friday, March 8th, the Giant Loom will be in Joshua Tree at 61627 29 Palms Highway, next to the laundromat. Locals and visitors are invited to write messages on bits of fabric and then weave those thoughts and intentions into the 15-foot loom from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
People get to say whatever's on their mind, and it seems to create some kind of meaning when it is fluttering in the wind in a public place. It's kind of like a shrine, it's kind of like an altar, but it's not religious and it's not dedicated to any particular issue. It's dedicated to people helping other people and communicating.
The weaving will continue every Saturday morning in the month of March in conjunction with and alongside the Joshua Tree Farmers Market. Alanoff says that the project's purpose is to allow for creative connection while highlighting the work of three local organizations that assist others, namely Reach Out Morongo Basin, Valley Star Community Services One Stop Tay Center, and the Morongo Basin Conservation Association. Representatives from the organizations will be at the Friday event and the Saturday farmers markets to share info, answer questions, and recruit volunteers.
It's a tool for connection and creativity. That's what the Giant Loom is.
Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Z1077 Up Close Show this week will feature an internationally known artist that is bringing renewed life to the high desert art scene. Anna Stump is an artist and educator who recently relocated to 29 Palms. She earned her bachelor's degree at Occidental College, Master of Fine Arts at San Diego State, and was a Fulbright Scholar to Turkey. Stump is currently developing the Desert Dairy Artist Residency and Mojave Land locally to serve artists and the public, and was recently named chair of the 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee. Join host Gary Dineau and guest Anna Stump on the Z1077 Up Close Show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And finally, the Flying Doctors are preparing to land in the Morongo Basin once again. With information on this year's free clinic, here is reporter Adeline J. Wells.
The Morongo Basin will receive their annual visit from the Flying Doctors on Saturday, March 9th. Community members can receive free dental and vision care at the Bell Center at Copper Mountain College. All visiting doctors are volunteers. Hygienists and dentists will provide cleanings, fillings, and extractions, while optometrists will provide eye exams. New prescription eyeglasses will be available for patients, and anyone with prescriptions less than 1 year old may bring in their eyeglasses to receive a new pair. A free event, no documentation is needed to receive health services. This clinic is open to all ages, though children must be supervised by a parent or guardian. Appointments are strongly encouraged and can be made by calling 760-820-2614. For more information, visit morongobasinhealth.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Adeline Wells.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.